Good morning. This is Reverend Jay Okamoto from Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Today, let me share one Buddhist children's story and let us taste a Dharma. The story is titled Blind Boys and an Elephant. By the way, the blind boys in this story are implying the reality of human, and it does not have any intent of discrimination. Please do not misunderstand the point. And the story goes like this. Blind boys and an elephant. 8 blind boys were once put in charge of a governess. One day, they were told a story of an elephant, but naturally, as they had never seen such an animal before, they did not know what an elephant was like. So they asked the governess to have an elephant brought before them so that they could see it by means of touch. The governess cordially accepted the boy's request and ordered her assistant to fetch an elephant. When the elephant was brought before the boys, she said, "Now, my dear boys, here is a big elephant before you. Feel it with your fingers and describe to me just what you think an elephant is like." Thus saying, she led them to the elephant. All the boys began to feel the huge animal most carefully. None of the boys, however, attempt to feel all around the elephant, but clung to that portion of the animal with which he first came in contact. After a short time, the governess asked them what they thought an elephant was. The first boy, who grasped a long trunk of the elephant, said, "Madam, now I see what an elephant is like. It is like a wooden pestle to pound the rice with." The second boy, who touched a tusk, answered, "No, madam, the elephant is not like a pestle. It is something like a trumpet." The third boy, who felt the head, said in answer, "Madam, the elephant is neither like a pestle nor like a trumpet. It is a hard thing like a small rock." The fourth boy, who held the ear, said protesting, "Madam, what my friends have said is all wrong. I caught it correctly. The elephant is a thing soft and flat. It is something like a nun's hood." The fifth boy, who ran his fingers over the elephant's back, said, "Madam, my friends didn't get the proper idea of the elephant. It seems to me to be something like a small mound." The sixth boy, who felt the stomach, contented and said, "Madam, how stupid are those answers? The elephant is not anything like what they have said. It looks like a big bag." The seventh boy, who groped a foot, spoke in answer, "Madam, all the answers given seem to me misleading. The elephant is something like the trunk of a big tree." The last boy, who caught the tail, declared, "Madam, how foolish all my friends are. None of them seem to get the right knowledge of the elephant. It is just like a long and slender thing, like a rope." This was a story. This is a very simple story, but as I said earlier, it is talking about the true nature of human. You may remember the Eightfold Path we recite at our Sunday services. It starts from, first, right understanding. Second, right purpose. Third, right speech. Fourth, right conduct. Fifth, right livelihood. Sixth, right endeavor. Seventh, right thought. And the last, eighth, right meditation. The first, right understanding, is sometimes translated as right view in different translations. And its translation is closer to the original word of shōken. Shō means right, and ken means view. There is a meaning that this comes to the first of eight, because if the view is wrong, all the rest following will be wrong. Thus, how you see the thing, or how your view is very important in Buddhism. This story is implying such view of human. In our Eightfold Path, the response to the right understanding or right view is to keep ourselves free from prejudice, superstition and delusion, and seek to understand the true nature of life. We, human, very frequently think that the thing I saw or the thing I knew is correct, and anything I cannot see or I cannot understand is incorrect. Thus, each boy from the second is denying what the rest of the boys saw, and it is called delusion in Buddhism. Unfortunately, we are not aware of such delusion. Thus, we are expressed ordinary beings or ignorant person in the Buddhist text. It does not mean we are foolish or stupid. It means we have a wrong wisdom or wrong view. Thus, Buddha, the awakened one, works to let us be aware of it. If you were aware of your view was not right, it means now you know what is right. Then, a new view of life will appear in front of you. It is a transformation of belief. The center of belief was moved from yourself to Buddha. The center of view has moved from you to Buddha. Now, there is no self-centered prejudice, superstition, or discrimination anymore. By the right view of Buddha, you are able to know the right purpose of life. You are able to know what is the right thing to do and what to strive for. Thus, let us, with the teaching of Buddha in our heart, live another precious day with a right view today. Thank you very much for listening. This was Reverend J. Okamoto from Honpa Honganji, Mission of Hawaii. Have a great day with Namo Amida Butsu in your heart.